Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And the girls coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live
Austin,
and I sell dope for a gold finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pants, I did a sheepskin coat. If I can move through packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Toast and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, he didn't stole my bike. Different day, saying this shit, nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Rash MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Rash MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. I told Drake from the gate, I carry the heat for you. First mixtape song, I inherited beef for you. Gritted my teeth for you, G for you. Put Compton on my back when you was in need of soldiers. At my last show, I threw away my WA gold. I had the whole crowd yelling, free, yeah, yo. So diggins better get up out of mind before I creep and turn your projects into Columbine. And I'm Raps MVP, don't make me remind y'all what happened in D.C. This nigga ain't got it, he pretend. Mad at us for the shine, she got a new boyfriend. And it seems your little rat turned out to be a mouse. This beat is just for the birds and the birds fly south. Even young Buck could vouch when the doubts were south. Who gave the West Coast mouth to mouth?
Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Get hit and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Get hit and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win, this is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. I thought it would change, it's staying the same.
How many of them bulls is with you when you had that little TV you had to hit on to get a picture? I'm walking with a snub, digging through a lot of slick talking in the club, today coughing on the rug. I ain't never had much but a Walkman in the bud. My role model is gone, snorting up his drugs. Bad enough they want me to choke. My boy just got poked in the throat. Now it's the RIP shirt in my coat. Now I'm seeing reminiscing, holding my weed in, never listen. If I see in the MLS, it may be not even a score, but if not, it'll be me on the floor.
Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Hated the
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I have this morning with me special guest author C.J. Leonard, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. Guys, I have been telling you about this for the last couple of weeks. If you love sex, if you love scandal, politics, the whole nine, I have it for you right here this morning on Mental Note. So thanks for tuning in. And, guys, I have the chat session open. And as life would have it, as soon as I got ready to log onto the computer, it froze. So that's why I'm a couple minutes late. I do apologize. But thanks for tuning in because I have a great show for you this morning. And, guys, please just welcome Mr. C.J. Leonard. C.J., you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. It's another wonderful day here.
All right, I heard that. I just want to jump right in because, you know, I am so intrigued. I've been anticipating you being on the show today, and like I said, I'm just so intrigued. From the cover of the book, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia, as soon as you pick it up, you see the ex-mayor, Bill Campbell, and you see strip club owner,
yeah,
Michael Child.
Yeah, that's Andy Young's nephew.
Tell us what's going on with this. First of all, I want to know, how did you end up in Atlanta, and when did you come here?
Oh, I came to Atlanta right after college in 1983. And I actually just got in the car and decided I was coming to Atlanta. You know, from all the way back to the early 80s, Atlanta has been known as the Mecca of the South.
Right.
So I came here. Then I kind of only stayed here for a short period of time and went to Los Angeles. And then after, you know, about 7 or 8 years in Los Angeles, you know, I got drawn back to Atlanta,
okay,
which I always loved. which I always loved. I used to be in the defense industry. I used to work for a company called McDonnell Douglas in the aerospace industry. And you know, that was the military-industrial complex, and which was a mafia in its own self. But I just was I wasn't the right color to get the right break-offs. So I decided to come join a crew here in Atlanta that was more to my style.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us, you have a law degree, or do you practice law? I know you have a law degree, right?
Right, I have a law degree, but I don't practice law. I used to be a lobbyist for Douglas, and so I went to law school while I was out there. But then when I came back, when I came to Atlanta, I never practiced. I got involved in politics and business, and I kind of used the skills more along those lines.
Okay. And tell me now, when you came to Atlanta, you had your law degree, and you had already been a lobbyist out in California. You ran for office, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I ran for the state legislature here. And, you know, I reacquainted myself with certain really actually college ties, like CEO Vernon Jones and I went to college together and ran into him here in the General Assembly, and Herbert Baker and some other folk. And I just kind of got involved in the political spectrum here in Atlanta.
So start this rubbing elbows with the politicos, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And so we went from, or you went from running for office in the legislature, rubbing elbows with some of your old college buddies, you know, like you're saying, CEO of DeKalb County, Vernon Jones, and some other folks. And how did you run into Andrew Young's nephew, Michael Childs? How did this relationship start?
Well, apparently, you know, apparently during the campaign, Andy had mentioned to Michael that he felt, for some reason, which what I never really understood why, but he felt Michael and I should form a union. He thought we could work together pretty good.
Okay, and let's real quick tell everybody, you need to go and cop the book, but let me tell you who Michael Childs is, because we're about to get deep into this relationship right now. Michael Childs is the owner, he owned two of the most famous strip clubs here in Atlanta, being the Gentleman's Club, which I'm very familiar with, and Club Nikki's.
Right, which it was actually several clubs. There was like three or four Nikki's you had.
Oh.
That was in different locations around the city. You had Little Nikki's, you had Main Nikki's, you had Nikki's 2 over on Marietta Street.
Okay. And guys, you can remember Jermaine Dupri and several rappers talking about the Gentleman's Club in their rap songs. So, you know, think back and get your ears open, because we're about to talk about one of the hottest strip clubs ever here in Atlanta. I mean, most famous.
In the country, probably. Yeah,
in the country,
all
exactly.
Over the country, right. Yeah, I don't think it's been one as popular, especially black strip clubs. I mean,
exactly.
There could be some competition between Gentleman's Club and the Gold Club back in the day here in Atlanta, but outside of that, it ain't many clubs that probably did as well as the Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of any other strip clubs really being so pronounced on records, you know, on songs and stuff like the Gentleman's Club ever.
Yeah.
So you met Michael Childs through Andrew Young, right?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, Michael had sent some people to introduce us.
Oh.
This was after him and Andy had their conversation. You know,
okay.
Andy had made whatever recommendation Andy made. Because, see, Michael, you got to understand at this time, those strip clubs, Michael was making probably $15, $20 million a year. But,
oh, wow.
But he was having a lot of, he was starting to have problems in the community. And, see, and a lot of that probably goes back on Andy, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, like, as far as licenses and permits and everything, people probably just did it. Gave them to Michael because they knew of the relationship between him and Andy.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying? You couldn't just walk in there and get those licenses that he got. without any connection or without people just knowing of the connection. See, I don't know how much.
Well, that's that mafia thing, right?
Right, it's the family ties. Because you know, Andy necessarily didn't have to speak up for him just by virtue that you know this is Atlanta and the quote unquote this is the part of Andy Young's town. You know, Andy and Maynard Jackson has ran the political structure here in Atlanta for 30 years.
Absolutely.
You know, those two families. So you can work for the city in no capacity and not know who and related to who. And so that in itself, that led to Michael getting Grady contracts. Because, see, actually the money that Michael used to open the strip clubs was money that he earned from Grady contracts with a medical supply company. He made millions from Grady.
Yeah, and I mean, even on the cover of the book,
Yeah, he just switched out from Grady and medical supplies to strip club money because it was faster money. You had to wait 30, 60 days for Grady to pay you, and sometimes 90. But with the strip clubs, you could make 100, 200,000 in a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because even on the cover of the book, the subtitle, A Look at Your Tax Dollars at Work.
Right. I mean, many people don't know how the structure works and how the political game works and how when you talk about crime and corruption, politicians and criminals kind of go back and forth across the line looking out for each other. And that's why here in Atlanta, I think this whole mafia structure in Atlanta has survived so long because it's not so much like you say in New Jersey or New York when the criminals are more up in your face. Here, things are done behind the scenes, and so it's able to survive much longer. I mean, the government has been trying to infiltrate the Atlanta Mafia for years. They tried to indict Andy and Julian Bond back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That was when, I don't know if many of you remember Bob Barr, who was congressman from Marietta.
All right, Congressman Bob Barr. Uh-huh.
Well, prior to being Congressman Bob Barr, he was a United States attorney for the government here in the Richard Russell Building right downtown Atlanta, which essentially is the top cop for the region, for the feds anyway.
Oh,
he attempted to indict Andy on several occasions, but he could never – back in those times, politicians and the criminals, they never turned on each other.
I see.
You see, so, but he made his political career off of it because just by virtue of trying to get Andy them, it gave him popularity in the north up there with people from Cobb County, Marietta, and that area. So they was glad to vote him in because they felt like he was somebody who tried to take on the establishment in Atlanta.
Okay. Now, CJ, I read this book in all of 3 days. That's how interesting this book is. I mean, I literally couldn't put it down. So I want you to tell people where they can go and cop this book, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia.
Well, yeah, definitely you can go to my website, The Atlanta Mafia, www.theatlantamafia.com. You can also go to my MySpace, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. And you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can also, if you're in Atlanta or in the metro Atlanta area, you can hit up just about any of the border stores, Nubian Books out at South Lake Mall.
Oh, wow, okay.
Madu Books at Greenbrier Mall, Afro Books at West End Mall, Sounds in the Hood in the at Stonecrest Mall area, as well as Borders there at Stonecrest. So just about anywhere in Atlanta, in Barnes and Noble stores, if they don't have it in stock, you ask for it, they'll have it for you in a day or two.
Wonderful. Okay, guys, so you know where to go and cop this Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. I have with me author C.J. Leonard, and we will be back with much more about this wonderful book. I mean, it's interesting. Sex, politics, strip clubs, it's all for you right here on Mental Note. Thanks for tuning in, and we will be right back. 50 Cent.
Huh? I'll call you in a minute.
CL.
Wait up there till I call you.
Focus, man.
Dog child.
Huh?
You know this, man. Woo!
What?
One dose of me, I had you addicted. To know me, to love me. I handle my business. Any city, any town. Touchdown,
what?
I do my thing. I'm a hustler, baby. I provide by any means. From a brief conversation, you should know what I'm about. When you look at me, baby, you should see your way out. Out the hood, out the drama, out the business. Or out the headaches and stress you done built before.
It's only been 3 months and I already got it back. So how can I keep on coming back? Girlfriends telling me I don't know how to act. But I'm telling them, baby, if I fall back. He's so good and he knows how to love me. I'm so good and he's so heavy in the street. He's my dude, you better get into the theme. And I don't care what you say about me, they say. And he does it with the best. Runs it in the west. Had it on the shirt, uh-huh. I like it, so what?
I'll come help you find it in a little bit.
Tell me there's more. I move ahead for that girl, I move ahead for that boy. Then I flip that, double up, kick back, cuddle up. Your friends trying to confuse you, but you know what? My intentions are good. I can't help it, I'm hood. I wouldn't change if I could. You shouldn't tell me I should. Baby, you should take me as I am and be happy you're my girl, cause I'm happy I'm your man.
Thanks for sticking around. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note. And I have special guests with me, author C.J. Leonard. Fall of the Atlanta Mafia is the name of the book. Go and cop it. You can get it at Amazon.com, Borders.com. Here in Atlanta, you can go and get it at any of the Border stores and a lot of other stores. But go and check out C.J.'s website, which is theatlantamafia.com. Right, C.J.?
Yeah.
Okay, so go and check that out. And wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what is the draw, other than, the obvious answer I know is money, but what is the draw of the strip club business for someone who is just, you know, trying to change businesses? What is that draw? And how many forms of, you know, how many ways can you make money in the strip club?
Oh, yeah, there's many. It's much a very lucrative industry. But the draw is the two most attractive things to men are women and money. That both represents power. So that's the draw. But I mean, there were so many avenues to make money. For you take, for instance, at the Gentlemen's Club. When you first pull into the parking lot, you would pay $20 to park. Okay, then you'd pay $20 to come in, and then probably $10 for your first drink. So that's $50 probably before you even seen a girl.
Okay.
You know, so it wasn't one for the faint of heart or that was shy about spending money. Yeah. The Gentleman's
right.
Club was a very upscale type strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, guys like Puffy would come in and drop a couple grand, Usher, all of them.
Right. And I read about the little run-in you had with Usher.
Oh yeah, he was a young boy then. That was back in the day. I don't think Usher was no more than probably 19 or 20 at the time, is what I'm thinking, as I'm remembering. Yeah, but he was kind of young, and I just thought he just felt like trying me or something.
I thought it was interesting. Tell everybody, actually, what was your role in this whole thing? What was your role?
Well, I was Michael's CEO. I kind of ran everything.
Mm-hmm.
I ran all the clubs, the medical supply, the vending business, just about everything. It was probably about a $20 million operation.
Oh, wow. And as things progressed, tell us a little snippet, because we don't want to give people the whole book, but tell us a little snippet as to what happened, the reason why things kind of came to a halt.
Well, during the Olympics, Michael had contributed close to $100,000 to Bill's reelection campaign. And Bill had promised additional licenses. He ran into some political problem in the council, and he was delaying the licenses, so that caused him and Michael to fall out. Well, mm-hmm. At that point, Michael hired a hitman to kind of rough Bill up a little bit.
Wow.
And the feds intercepted this guy and wired him up and sent him back in and got Mike on tape. And then they wanted to know who would be so mad or so dumb to go after the mayor.
Right.
Because the mayor controls the police force, the fire department, the whole city. So then that led them to their investigation into their probe on City Hall.
Oh.
Which eventually led to Bill going to jail.
Right. He's in federal prison right now.
Yeah. He went in last August, and he had 30 months to do so. You figure he got about another little over a year left.
Right. He didn't get a whole lot of time.
No.
They say it's like a little camp down there in Miami where he is.
Right. Yeah. they told me the door, though, they already locked the door. I mean, they
have
an honor system there. so
that's what money do for you, right? Money and power do that for you.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure the feds just didn't want nothing to happen to him on their watch. You know, they incarcerate him. That's just like Martha Stewart or anybody else.
Exactly.
You know, they want him to.
Money and power.
Yeah.
It runs the world. And also, CJ, so as that chapter of your life kind of came to a halt and you know, things kind of changed, you know, what's up with you now? Are you working on another book? You got another book coming out?
Another book coming out in the next month or two, Return of the Mafia.
What can we expect on that?
The name's changed, but corruption is still the same. And so that's kind of that little teaser there for you. We're gonna bring you current on things that's happening in Atlanta. We'll touch on some that we'll bring you up to date on all the characters from book one and where they are and what they're doing now. Because you take Michael Childs, he's out of federal prison. He's got
mm-hmm.
a lucrative semi-strip club versus sports bar on Wesley Chapel called Scores.
Oh, is that Michael Child's club?
Yeah.
I've been to Scores. Okay.
Okay. Well,
Small world.
Yeah. And so, so Michael owns Scores, and he got a couple other little projects.
And you're right. Semi strip club. The girls walk around with the little. Oh my God, that is so attractive. Wow, I cannot wait for the next book, CJ. Thank you so much for joining us here on
Mental Note. We also have a DVD, a documentary, come out in the summer.
Yeah, that was going to be my question before you left us. Movie. This is movie material.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, where is the movie?
We're waiting on BET to sign us up for the their series of American Gangsters. Their next season's going to start pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
We got a few irons in the fire here.
Wonderful. Well, be sure to not be a stranger here on Mental Note. Because I sure do appreciate you being my guest today and just, you know, giving us the inside on this book, because it's awesome.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and you have a wonderful day, and we're going to keep it moving. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we just heard from C.J. Leonard, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. Wow, go and get this book. I'm telling you, you will be tripped out, especially if you live here in the Atlanta metro area. You're going to know the people that he is talking about in this book. And like he said, he has the return of the Atlanta Mafia. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for that as well. And as always, thank you so much for joining me here on Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio, it's your girl Purpose Vision. And remember to check me out tomorrow, Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note. It's Sunday morning prayer and inspiration, divine time. And then also tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., for the show Purpose Vision, all things real estate, right here on Blog Talk Radio Mental Note. So be sure to join me for all of that. And be sure to, when you have an opportunity, check out my MySpace, myspace.com/purposevision. You can always leave me messages, and I will respond accordingly. And remember, when you go to listen to the show here on the Blog Talk Radio profile, leave a comment or two. Let me know what you think about the show. I appreciate that. And as always, remember in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again. Only the hottest of the hot on Mental Note. Another exclusive interview, guys. Another exclusive.